Welcome to Jessoheim Productions' Three Masks Planning, Episode 3. When last we left our heroes, they had encountered a strange store owner who offered them a really good deal, maybe too good, to see if they can gather some platinum dragon scales from their journey out of the city. Not much else happened other than Delaney looking for some catnip. If you enjoyed our shows, you should also be checking out the network we're a part of, the Fun and Stylers Network, whose promo will be playing next, and then we'll be on to the show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. On the frontier of the internet is a new website being constructed called FunInstallersNetwork.com, where they install fun directly into your brain, where they do collaborations with other creators, such as video game reviews, podcast episodes, art galleries, and they even do little game master tips for you who like tabletop role-playing games. So make sure to go over to funandsellersnetwork.com and tell them that this really cool radio guy sent ya. Now back to your regularly scheduled program, whatever it may be.
Army history.
Happily. Da-da-da.
Platinum dragon, you say? That's the...
That is a 4.
If you don't mind, there is eyebrows for me, too, because platinum dragon.
You'll find out. That's why I'm having you do history.
Uh-huh.
You got a 4, did you say?
You can see it in the roll 20 chat.
Oh, awesome. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
For you, maybe.
You know that both Bahamut and Tiamat are the most famous platinum dragons currently alive in the world.
Alive, okay.
Yeah, but otherwise it's dragons. They're around. Most have cults that care for them. But your general worldview is you don't bother dragons and they won't bother you.
That sounds about right.
Anyone else?
But isn't the general sentiment of, like, platinum dragon is, like, they are exceedingly rare, like, they have to be, like, divinely blessed.
Roll me history! Then roll me history, and I'll tell you how much you know about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cocked. That is... I think... What is history? That is a 16 total.
So, you know all that.
Thank you.
You also know that they are very rarely born to 2 silver dragons.
Hmm. Okay, so that takes breeding.
You believe there are at least 6 platinum dragons total in the world. You really can't say because, like, you're not that caught up on the ongoings of various dragons throughout the world.
True enough.
I have one question.
Yeah?
Would it be within, say, common knowledge that would be covered by such a low roll, in fact that it's, you know, again, common knowledge, on the sentience of the dragons in the world?
Yeah, they're sentient. They are...
Okay.
They are absolutely 100% sentient.
Okay. So it's not so he's not asking us to go on a monster hunt?
No. You also know that the platinum dragons are not raised by the parents. They strike out on their own after approximately 3 months. And you also know that other dragons will happily start wars to have a single platinum dragon within their territories. As far as you know, young wormling is in the company of others. It will very likely be shapeshifted dragons.
Okay, then.
That's definitely good knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing dragons differently than how D&D usually does them.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, now you know all that, what is your answer to the shopkeep's request?
I think Ashara looks at Red.
Fives.
What do you think?
5 scales from the rarest species of dragon kind.
Yes, and I will give you a bag to put them in that will then transport them to me. And then...
Mind if I insight?
Absolutely, go for it.
Yeah, I would like to join in on the insight, if you don't mind.
Hey, go for it.
Something is tickling me the wrong way, especially the amount for the rarity.
Oh, come on!
Oh, I was going to say, like, do you want me to roll with advantage, or do you want to make your own roll?
Both of you make your own rolls.
Okay.
Ugh, both mother and fucker.
That is... This is a nice roll. We are looking at a nice 22.
Yeah, this guy's shady as fuck.
Well, I mean, obviously...
The scales are probably worth far more than what he's offering.
Mm-hmm.
And Akahoshi, you're pretty certain this guy is either a fence or a smuggler. Who's just looking for people to do his dirty work.
Any idea on affiliation?
Nah, you don't really know. It's smugglers come in all stripes and... And a lot of the time, allegiances shift. Just based on who's going to pay them the most. Like, they're in it for the money, basically.
In it to win it.
I see what's going on here. I get we're convenient, but don't you think those skills are worth a little too much for that offer?
Fine, I'll throw in two horses. And a better cart. Perhaps the covered one?
And a better.
I don't want to be... overt with this, but I would like to roll intimidation.
Fine.
And just see if I could subtly intimidate him.
Okay, you may try. Go for it.
Alright. That, oh thank God, that is a 15 on the die and a 2 from my character for a 17 total.
Okay.
So, my 7 foot plus, I think it's 7 feet.
Yeah.
That is going to bother me until I look it.
You are definitely 7 foot, at least.
Yes, I am 7'3". So my 7'3", 426 pound ass just kind of leans in. Is that all you can offer us? And I just give him the rock eyebrow.
And I'll add in on in Thieves' Cant that I'm in this business, you know. You can't exactly fool me for... the value of this. Maybe let's try being forthright.
Well then, what do you want? The finest covered wagon?
Oh no. Actually, quite simply, a simple two-wheeled covered wagon and a horse to pull it. We don't want to attract attention, but if you could shift what that would have cost to the money you were going to give us, and then... pay us, say, half in advance. That might sweeten the deal a little bit. I don't think that's too terribly much to ask, do you?
The collector's fee, realistically, should profit regardless.
You watch as he considers for several moments.
I just kind of stand there and flex.
Fine, I will give you 200 gold each. So that's 600 gold for the scales.
Oh, see?
And Pat just pipes up and goes, I'm not with them!
Quiet.
Shush. Ignore her for now. She was misbehaving with sack of potatoes.
And it just kind of, you know, shifts her on Ashara's shoulder.
Sack of taters.
At least, you know, rogue thief to thief, is this sounding more business accurate for value to work?
Yes, it is. Yes, one second. Right, that actually fucking hits at long last.
Whoa.
Oh, she finally got a hit on Zara.
Yes.
I mean, it's not even that high of an AC either. It's like, I think, 12.
She's clearly a pure cast cleric.
You take four slashing damage up the back as the catalog just goes...
Ah! Whack!
She yells again.
Four, that would be 17. Okay.
Well then, the shopkeep just looks distinctly unimpressed. If she's not with you, then that's only 400 gold.
We still have two others actually outside looking at other shops.
I'm going to stop using the dice roller in here. Roll 20. Fuck that noise.
600. Take it or leave it.
Deal.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
And he goes to the back of the shop and comes out after several moments with several platinum coins worth of gold. Hang on. One second while I do money calculation.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. We know our worth.
So, how you said several moments? How long quote unquote exactly is he gone?
I'd say about a minute and a half. DM is suffering.
Okay. Is that long enough for me to quickly like karate chop Cat to settle down?
Actually, no. You can leave her be. Ashar was actually going to tell her that, don't worry, we're not actually going to go hunting for the Platinum Dragon. I'm not that stupid. If anything, we're going to warn them that someone's looking for their scales.
Yeah.
And potentially worse.
Okay, so...
And I mean, I can roll persuasion, but I am honestly telling her the honest truth.
Yeah.
I'm a ranger, not a rogue. This is not my deal.
Mm.
Yeah, she doesn't believe you, so please roll persuasion.
All right, 15 on the die, and persuasion is 2, so 17.
Okay, so in character, tell me how you convince her.
So, to set the stage, this is when he goes to get back the coins.
Yeah.
And Ashara will actually pull her off the shoulder and set her down so they can look at each other. We may have gotten off on the wrong foot. Yes.
Obviously.
In the wrong arrow.
That's... No, I used the hand axe, so that's on you.
Yeah.
Anyway, before he comes back, I want to make it clear that I have no intention of hunting a friggin' platinum dragon. I am a ranger.
Well, that's smart.
I am a ranger. I hunt as needed. This sounds way too skeevy, for one. Basically, we're conning him into giving us a free cart and horse. If anything, I plan on finding this platinum wormling and warning him about this person.
Yeah, young dragon.
Young dragon. I plan on finding this young platinum dragon and warning them about this guy.
Well, that's smart. You're hoping to get in with dragons now.
No, I just think it's the good thing to do.
I suppose, fine.
Now.
As I'll walk, thank you.
I was going to say, are you going to behave yourself, or are you going back to playing sack of potatoes?
I said I would walk.
Okay, then.
And...
Besides, Platinum Dragon Hunt is suicide.
And then after about a minute and a half elapses, he comes back with 60 platinum pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Because one platinum is worth about 10 gold.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're all in, like, a little bag.
All right.
And then he hands you over another bag. One way, when you get the scales, put them in, and then I will consider our transaction done.
All right. And we will consider this transaction done once we see our cart and horse.
Of course. And he walks out. You notice Meha's still talking with the apprentice and actually looking over a fancy carriage with the apprentice. And the shopkeep walks you over to the cart you want and goes and gets two horses, wasn't it?
No, two-wheeled cart, one horse to pull it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. And then...
With, obviously, more money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he goes and gets a horse for you as well.
What kind of horse are we getting?
You're getting a draft.
Ooh, a biggin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, getting a draft horse.
Very cool. All right, so I think it would make sense for me to check to see if the cart and horse is in good order, which I will do.
Okay.
And then I will kindly help our cat friend up into the cart. No need to make her walk.
And guess what she promptly does in the cart?
Try to escape.
As much space as fucking possible. You know how cats will just spread out?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, this is her cart now.
This is her cart, yeah. Okay, that's fair. I mean, she's in the back of the cart. We still have the driver's seat, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's at least two people who don't have to fight for it.
There's my cart.
Yeah. Okay, so you were checking that everything's in good order?
Everything's in good order. The horse is in good health and condition.
Yeah.
I am not, you know, I'm not pulling the whole, you know, look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah.
That would be insulting.
Yeah.
But I am checking basics. I'm also getting a feel on the horse because ranger. So.
Roll me animal handling for the horse.
I had a thought that was coming.
Yep.
Which is quite all right. Ooh, that is a 17 on the die and 2 animal handling for a 19.
Yep. The horse is in good order. You think it's probably about 6 or 7 years old. Obviously being trained to pull things. You reckon you could handle it pretty easily.
Oh, look at you. You're a beaut, aren't you? Yes. Mm. We'll take good care of you. And she's just gently patting his neck and speaking quietly to them. Because I personally don't know the sex.
It is a mare.
Oh, it's a mare.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. My brain's mush. I would have said excellent if it was a stallion, so yeah.
It's a mare.
Ignore that. All right, so.
Yeah.
We make sure Kat doesn't escape again.
Right. She's just, she is napping. Like, this is her cart now.
Okay.
She's napping. She's a cat.
Yeah, that's fair.
Cat person.
I think before we go, I will politely thank the person we're dealing with and give him a firm handshake.
Pleasure doing business with you.
I'm sure. And she will hop up onto the driver's seat and yah out of there.
Okay, 1 second while I check something.
There was one thing I want to say to Meha, you know, outside the driver's earshot.
Yeah, go for it.
Still, you know, I'm assuming that apprentice probably does not understand thieves can't, so...
No.
I'll give her, like, the heads up about him, like, trying to cheat us out of our value in terms of shady dealings, just so the information's out there. If anyone makes any... you know, smuggle fence deals with him, just be on guard.
Yeah, she'll let people know. Thanks, mate. And both of you... I forgot what I was going to say about the shopkeep. It doesn't matter.
Well, I hope it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter. It was, Oh, no. That's right. Yeah. Both of you notice... the shopkeep watching you as you go away, and you get the feeling he might have memorized your faces.
And that is why I wear a mask.
Or at least the mask. But he's...
Not my face.
But he's definitely memorized Ashara's.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you gonna...
He can memorize it all he wants.
So, are you gonna find the rest of your party?
Yep.
And share the wonderful news?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Ashara, just watch out.
Yeah.
Even as far as the underworld goes, smugglers have too many contacts.
You think he's going to make trouble if we don't deliver?
Of course, that's how it works.
Uh-huh.
It's like fame. The moment you screw up, everybody knows.
So that's why he was staring at us so well, to memorize us.
Mm-hmm, in case we screw up.
Or
betray him.
Renege on the deal.
Which... in this world, I don't know which is worse in some cases. Trying and failing and coming back empty-handed, or stabbing everybody in the back, as we are wont to do.
Now, to be fair, we haven't stabbed that many people in the back.
Mm.
Not yet.
No, but you did put a knife to mine. Cat pipes up.
Well, you deserve it.
Look, I apologized about the hand axe, okay? I thought you were Well, I won't say more dangerous. I thought you were more ill-intentioned than you were. If you were just straightforward with us in answering our questions and not being so catty about things.
Or, you know, warned the tavern that you were going to send everybody to sleep to find a vision.
I mean, there were a dozen different...
Now, why would I do that?
Oh, I don't know. To maybe not get an arrow through you thinking that we're being attacked?
Why are adventurers jumpy?
Because we're literally being attacked from dawn to dusk.
At the mention of catty, you guys just see Delaney coming up, holding up the bag of catnip triumphantly.
We're gonna drug the cat.
Oh, no.
That's out of character, that's out of character.
Oh no.
I have to specify I broke character for that.
You may try.
I mean, you know, that's fair.
It's not drug, it's herbal supplement.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I mean, to be fair, Sean's not wrong.
He's not.
So, you guys meet up with Delaney and Killian.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to share the good news-ish?
Yeah, the good-ish news.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to do this, Red, or shall I?
You can handle it, right?
Yeah, I'll try. So, I can't remember names.
Killian.
What is... repeat that, Nick, I'm sorry.
Killian.
Okay, Gillian?
Killian.
Okay.
Killian, okay, sorry. Sorry.
That's okay.
Like I said. So, Killian, Delaney, we may have entered a contract into tracking down and getting scales from a young platinum dragon, which we have no intent on completing, but... unfortunately, the shopkeeper doesn't know that and probably memorized my face and Red's mask to make sure if we do renege on the deal, he has a way to find us. That said, I don't know about you, but I don't plan on trying to go after a platinum dragon for scales. But hey, we have a cart and a horse.
And a bunch of platinum, and I heft out the bag and it jingles.
And a bunch of platinum.
The weight
of that is right, correct? Because I've been skeptical of his deal the whole time, so, like, the weight for 60 coins, if I check in the bag and...
Yeah.
I'll find 60, as promised.
You will find 60.
Okay.
You just see Delaney just... he does a Macaulay Culkin hands to the face, and he's like, ah!
Delaney, it's...
The other part of the goodish news, at least, is that he did pay us correctly. He didn't skimp out that part.
So, that's good. We have quite a bit of coin if we need to.
What? I think Delaney's like, wait, don't lizards shed their scales?
Do you really want to call a dragon a lizard?
Don't.
No, okay. Well, don't dragons shed their scales too? I mean...
this is not my realm of expertise.
Anyone?
Animal handling? History?
Yeah. Either or.
Would it be nature?
Or nature. Whatever's highest. Whatever modifier's highest.
All right, that is a 16 and... ooh, nature's plus 3. So we'll go with that for another 19 total.
Yeah, you're pretty certain they shed scales, but you don't know how regularly.
It's like, yes, but the frequency of which is the questioned part here.
Well, I mean, they're smart enough to be offended to be calling it lizards.
I mean, honestly, the fact that
if you shat gold, would you just say it's still shat and just leave it, or would you go, oh, I want to sell this gold at the latest town?
I mean, fair. But both Red and I got a fairly not good read off of the guy. So, at the very least, if we happen to run into this young platinum dragon, I plan on warning them that there's someone who wanted his scales.
Oh, that's fair. Wait, well, how is this person expecting us to get back? We didn't say we were going to come back. Or did we?
No, they gave us a... one-way magic bag linked to something in their office. So as soon as we get it, we pop it in the bag. There you go.
So theoretically, and if we warn them about this person, mention they want 5 scales, we have a bag that's one-way travel, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, if we could... I'll hear me out.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I like where this is going.
Our deal with this person would be legally done as soon as we sent the 5 scales through that bag, right?
5 platinum scales, yes.
So, what if we warn this dragon?
Right.
Find out if they have any scales, and if there's anything we can trade for scales, or if there's anything we can do for the trade for scales. Toss the scales into the bag.
Right.
Then, I think I need to do a nature check, because I don't know if Delaney knows what if platinum dragons have a breath weapon and what kind it would be.
I would put that under common knowledge, since dragons...
Breath weapon, yes. Damage type would probably be more specialized knowledge.
Platinum dragons have... As far as common knowledge goes, you're pretty certain their breath weapon is... a force breath weapon of some sort.
Raw magic.
Yeah. It's just, they are basically dragon royalty.
Yeah.
So,
I think we suggest to them that we warn them. When we suggest warn them, we suggest to them we might be able to help them make it very uncomfortable for this person to keep this up by if they have 5 scales we can trade for. To send them, then we let them just breathe into the bag and let the raw force of nature take its course. And
actually looks at Killian and Red and go,
because
would that even work?
Because consider this, if he's shady, I say that much force in an enclosed space. I'm not a scientist, but sometimes I think like one. If you blow hard enough into anything, it's gonna blow up. This thing, we can make this whole thing completely backfire in this guy, and yet he have no legal recourse because we completed the thing. He never said we had to get him. As far as I understand, he just told you to get him the 5 scale. Nothing.
Which, yes. I mean, that's fair, but again, would them breathing into the bag transfer to the other side?
And even then, you'd have to either guarantee it kills him so we don't get traced, or if he survives, he knows exactly who sent it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but if he survives, his shop has just been blown open in the middle of a city. There's going to be investigations.
He knows people.
It depends. Yeah, he's probably well connected. The best we can do is just warn him that someone's after their scales.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good idea, but the logistics seem a little far out there, friend.
Even then, this is his bag, so they could easily just use like divination magic or something, right?
Probably.
And if it was a one-way portal, then they'd be able to probably figure out exactly where it leads.
Yeah.
Wait, we're going up to the mountains, aren't we?
Yes.
Yep, we're going into home territory. Or near home territory.
Okay, what kind of mountains are they? This is a long shot.
Like forest mountains, or...
They're the tall ones that go up.
No, I mean, but are they the ones where they are just mountains and you...
Like rocky mountains versus like wooded mountains?
Or like the ones with the all the fire.
Volcanoes?
Yes.
There might be a volcano there.
I mean...
Somewhere.
Sean, Did you really forget the word volcano just now?
No, I'm playing a character. Delaney doesn't know what a volcano is.
Okay, that's right. I'm like, I had to stop and think about that for a moment. It's like,
I'm trying to play Delaney where he has complex ideas, but they're also simplistic in their own way.
I love it.
Fair enough.
Oh.
That is very fair.
I mean, I love it. That's fair. But I had to check to see if it was you or Delaney.
Yeah, I grew very concerned as well. I'm with Eric.
I think the lady's like, worst comes to worst, he's throwing in a volcano.
Yeah, but then he still probably recognized my face and Red's mask. So chances are that it could go after.
Well, my mask isn't exactly the issue.
I can't exactly change my face.
Not without magic.
Can I do an arcana check on the bag to see if it's the kind of magical that's like you can't break it?
Yeah, go for it. Anyone?
Nor would I want to. Why would you want to get rid of this beauty?
Any.
Guys.
What?
Natural 20.
Hot damn.
Nice.
Damn, boy.
Yeah, you can't easily break the magic.
Okay.
On whatever this thing is. You think it's custom made.
Delaney looks disappointed at first because he was hoping it wasn't because of his suggestion.
Because
if you throw a one-way portal that's indestructible into a volcano,
it's just gonna keep pouring out lava.
He thinks about it, and he really thinks about it, and thinks about it. He's like, wait, no, that wouldn't have worked anyway. You guys didn't, like, there was other shops around weren't there.
Ashara will just kind of look at Delaney and go, I do not want to know what you were thinking. I don't want to know.
A septic tank of lava, that's all.
I don't want to know what you were thinking, Delaney. Let's go.
Who is paying attention to Kat?
I bet you Red is.
Like, active.
Yes.
Actively, are you actively paying attention?
Yes, I am ignoring Delaney at the moment. I had an idea where his thought was going, and I decided to start ignoring him for the sake of, like, I don't even want to keep entertaining that thought.
Okay, good. Because as far as you know, Kat just shifted positions, stretched, and then curled up. I'm going to have to take that orb back from you, by the way.
Hmm.
I just got a nat 20 on sleight of hand.
Mm.
Oh. Oh, she's a pain in the ass, I see. Fun times.
And I can't contest that.
Pardon?
I can't contest that.
You may try.
Well, yeah, I'd like to attempt.
Yeah, you throw. Roll me perception, then.
That is my expertise.
Yes.
That is... Nope, that's a 13 on the dice.
No.
That brings it up to 21. Unless she has a plus zero to sleight of hand.
Up to 21, you said?
Yeah, that brings me up to 21 with a plus 8.
Yeah, you notice. Just.
I notice.
Actually, no, what you notice is that she seems to be kind of curled around something as well.
What else did she steal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else did she steal? Since I obviously noticed something. Just barely.
As far as you don't know.
That's true. I can't see it because she's curled around it.
But what would she steal?
Well, the orb.
Aside from the orb. Yeah.
It'd have to not make a lot of noise, because that coin bag makes too much noise.
Yeah, it's not... She only stole one thing, and... Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a few things, but most of them are probably of almost zero value to her.
Yeah,
so she stole back the orb.
Okay.
But you don't know that. You just know that she's curled around something. But you can probably make an educated guess.
Delaney's like going like, wait, okay, first off, you're assuming I had this idea on my own and I didn't see someone do this.
Again, I just want to get moving.
Okay.
Because the sooner we get moving, the sooner we can get all through this done, and the sooner our friend doesn't have to deal with us, and I'm sure she really desperately doesn't want to deal with us anymore.
That's true. Did she think I should give it now or wait till later?
Later.
I was going to nudge Killian and like subtly point out that point to the cat, essentially, that she's curled around something. So it's like, you know, eyes on her.
Yeah, Killian's been watching with Red.
Okay.
Because,
the very least, if she tries something, there's two people who are definitely not going to be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't want to be surprised by her. It would not feel good.
Aileen, he's like, says under his breath, I'm gonna, and he takes out, I think he takes out a cloth and starts tearing it up, and it says, I'm gonna make some smoke bombs out of this. I'm gonna try to make, like, I want to say smoke bombs and not smoke, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And Shara will just smile, nod, and try and keep from laughing too loudly.
Yep.
That way you just need one shot, and then they're covered in catnip, and then we see what happens then.
This is just too good.
Okay, so once you guys have done all that talking, who's riding in the driver's seat to the cart, and who's actually going to have to try and get a cat to move?
Well, I mean, it makes sense for me to be the one with the reins. No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can handle the horse.
I think so.
Horse not my thing.
Right.
Or mine.
So I think Delaney should sit in the front with me. I think Killian and Red should keep an eye on the cat.
Easy enough.
Fair enough.
Well, first you have to get it to move. You know, stop taking up the entire cart somehow.
See, I don't think she can physically take up the entire cart.
I bet she could.
It is only a small two-wheel cart, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but she shouldn't be able to take up the entire space.
She's a cat.
Do you own a cat?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, I actually do own a cat.
Okay. I don't. Even I'm pretty sure they can find a way.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes. That's my cat's sleeping right now. She's curled up into a small little ball in the corner. And she's in a small space right now, and she's enjoying herself.
I think this is also, I'm going to be a dick to these guys as much as possible.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah.
The worst that comes to it is one of you can hang off the back, and I'm going to say the Warforged, because they have the better strength.
Yeah, sure, strength.
Well, I have the better balance, though, so I could, in theory.
I wasn't trying to be mean or, like, racist or anything. It's just, you know, you're a mechanism. You have a stronger grip force. You should be able to be okay hanging off the back.
Well, he is also a strength class.
Oh, yeah, no, I ain't good.
Well, he's also a paladin. Paladins are strong. They're bulky.
Charisma.
I just had a really, really bad idea.
Oh, well, God.
Really silly idea.
Uh-oh.
So I'm about to have a roll-off with this cat.
Uh-oh.
I think that Delaney gives one of you his hempen rope.
Ah.
And...
Mm-hmm.
And just...
Sack potatoes in the cart.
This is Delaney's thought. He's like, you ever see a kitten with a string?
Oh, yes.
He's like, I mean, I don't mean to be stereotypical, but they're acting all stereotypical. They're stereotypicking us, so being all cat, all like a rowdy cat.
Rowdy cat.
Okay, so how are you going to try and get the cat to move? Or at least make space?
Yes, I am curious about this. Mostly because I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Delaney climbs up on Killian and motions for them to head over to the cart, and he's going to dangle the rope from above the cart to try to get the cat to move.
Roll me persuasion.
You're gonna try and tempt her with a cat toy to make her move? That's a nat 20!
Oh, okay.
It was a nat 20, but he has a minus 1, so it's a 19.
Oh.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely just... It definitely gets a look of interest. Or 10. But no.
But like her eyes like do like that cat like go wide thing as she's like fighting the urge.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
I just realized something else I could do. That's why I got the attention.
Oh no.
We'll give Red a shot to move her.
Okay.
While she's like distracted.
Sort of.
Hmm. I'm not sure exactly what I would do, so I'm actually more akin to seeing what Sean does.
Okay.
Oh, no, actually, wait, I know what I can do. I'm going to let Red do this. While Delaney is saying what he did,
I have a...
Yeah, Eric?
No, I have a crazy idea. We keep treating her like a cat. I'm going to turn around in my seat and go, okay, and have we introduced each other yet? Do I know her name?
No, you do not.
No.
Okay. Gonna turn around and go, Miss, two things. It comes to my memory that I don't actually know your name. I am Ashara. As I said, I apologize we got off on the wrong foot. I would like it to be a pleasure to meet you.
Well then, you can let me go.
I don't...
And then it will be a pleasure.
That is fair, but considering the vision we had, I don't think it would be a good idea to let you go at this point.
Sorry, Tuts.
Why? Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
He just, Killian just goes, yeah, I'm with Ashara. Just like, no. He's gonna let Ashara continue.
Secondly, if you could be ever so kind and just scoot just a little bit in so everyone can get in the cart. It would be much appreciated.
She scoots towards the back of the cart. With a smug smile.
Now, I'm still Hawkeyeing her, obviously.
Please,
yeah.
Do not make me come back there and move you. I wish to give you a little more respect than that now.
She sits up. She's still curled around the object she stole.
I don't care about that at this point. I'm just trying to treat her like the sentient creature she actually is.
Yeah, and she's responding. She's sitting up now, so there's some space.
Thank you.
But she's still near the back.
Much obliged.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and Delaney would, while he was originally talking about the thing, he would have passed Red the catnip to do with what they will.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah?
I can't remember why we're deciding to keep her. Was it a trust issue?
That was one reason. The other part is because none of us really actually know about the religion in question, and she's the messenger. She knows far more about the religion than we do.
Yeah.
So she has answers that we...
And that you want.
Yes.
Yep.
Then, if I may, I would like to retroactively add that to what I said about why it would not be a good idea for us to let her go. Just yet. She isn't our prisoner, but we do very much need her to go with us because we have no idea what we're getting into, and it would be stupid not to have someone that actually does know not with us. So if she wouldn't mind to, you know, try to not, you know, run away and, you know, again, stress the point that she's not our prisoner.
Well, then, if I'm not your prisoner, I am free to leave, and I would like to leave.
Fine.
Now, did Delaney, like, subtly pass me the catnip?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the question is, did Kat see it?
Roll me a sleight of hand, Delaney.
Because at this point, Ashar is just tired of it.
No, it's a 5.
Yeah, she saw. And she's...
She doesn't know what's in the bag.
No, but she definitely is definitely distrusting at this point.
And I'm trying to work some trust.
Yeah, you're saying she's not a prisoner, but at the same time, she said she wants to go, to leave.
And I said, fine, I'm not stopping her.
Well, in that case, she's gonna leave.
Well, can I open the bag before she leaves? Let the smell of catnip out.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to leave? You actually like this stuff, right?
Where did you get that? Give it to me. And she holds her hand out. And you now see she absolutely 100% stole the orb back.
Impressive. Impressive stealing the orb back. I have respect for that.
Well, it's mine. And now that's mine. Give.
You can stay. You can have it if you stay with us.
Of your own free will, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Consider this a bargain.
Well. And you see it as she's thinking it through.
Again, I repeat. We needed you more for information than anything else. You never were our prisoner. That's why you weren't...
You don't even have to fight if you don't want to.
We didn't tie you up for a very good reason. If you want that, consider that part of your payment for staying with us and being our guide for whatever you're getting us into, because you're the one that showed us that vision.
Yep.
And again, I'm just the messenger.
Still, the messenger of the faith knows more about the faith than anyone else.
Yep.
At least in present company.
Give me the catnip.
And?
And she makes a grab for it. So that is going to be... That will be a contested dex.
Perfect. I have all the dex in the world. Acrobatics, sleight of hand, you name it.
Roll me dex.
Straight dex?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cocked. Oh, I'm not sure she's getting that. That's an 18 on the dice plus 4. That's 22.
Yeah, she's not getting it. Very well.
If you want the nip, you need the deal.
I'll stay. So give me the catnip. Please.
Insight check.
You may insight check her.
Insight check? I don't... That's 23.
No, she plans to take the catnip and skedaddle.
Mm-hmm. You just plan on running.
I'll just give her the catnip and let her leave. We have a journey to go on.
Yes, well, you're the one that's planning to defraud a smuggler.
Which you loudly protested that you were not part of our group, so, you know.
Doesn't matter to them.
That is a fair point.
When I saw him, like, observing everything, did he memorize her face or did he not care about her?
Yeah.
Since the whole...
He memorized her face as well, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, then you probably have interest of seeing this through at the very least. That part.
Also, at the very least, I mean, if it keeps them from coming after us, asking if we can have 5 scales and warning the Platinum Dragon might be the best course of action. So...
Very well.
At least in terms of safety, that's more of the option.
I'll stay with you until you finish that bargain, and then I'm gone. Me and my orb.
I loosely toss her the catnip. Lightly, you know, light toss.
And... Yeah, and she just starts sniffing it. Okay, so...
You try sending us to sleep with that orb, we're gonna have a problem.
No, she... delivered her message. She's probably not going to use it on us again because there's no need to.
Nope.
So we are at least safe from that again, I think.
Okay, so who's riding where in the cart? Delaney and Ashara are up front. Yeah.
And me and Killian are in back with the cat. Or
yes.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Who still hasn't given you her name?
We'll get there eventually.
I mean, if you really want it, you guys can demand it out of her.
There's honestly no point. It goes against what I've said.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat her less as an animal and more as just a belligerent brat, basically. Which is to say, I'm still going to treat her like a person.
Yeah.
Maybe not the nicest, but I'm not going to be a complete asshole to her.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and...
Now, if she pushes things, I will treat her like a sack of potatoes as needed. Again, I stress, as needed.
Yeah. Okay, so... Once you're all on the horse and cart...
Uh-huh.
You guys start heading out of town in a northerly direction, and... That is where we will end the session, so Nick can go to sleep.
That's fair. One thing before we go. Once Ashara gets the okay, she will take a small delight in jerking the horse forward just a little bit. You know that, yeah, and just make the cart jerk.
Oh, yeah.
She's got her face in a bag of catnip, too.
Yeah, well... Yeah, well, Cat apparently does not care.
Oops.
Oopsie toodle.
She's probably going to get high in a few minutes.
Oh, probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we will pick up next on the Northern Trails and see what adventures befall you there.